more Idaho matters right now. Since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade, many states, including Idaho, have put severe limits on who can get an abortion. However, in Colorado, abortion providers are seeing a sharp rise in demand from out-of-state patients, including some people in desperate situations. KUNC's Robin Vincent reports for the Mountain West News Bureau.
Abortion rights are human rights!
Abortion rights are human rights!
On a recent Saturday in Boulder, thousands of people marched through the streets to protest the Supreme Court's overturning of Roe versus Wade. Moments before, abortion provider Dr. Kelly Peters told the crowd that Boulder Valley Women's Health Center has been inundated with calls since Roe was overturned.
It was heartbreaking to hear women on the phone and hear their partners on another phone in the background frantically trying to get appointments.
Peters says last year, less than 3% of patients were from out of state. That number is up to 25%. To keep up with the demand, they're rushing to hire more staff, adding another day per week for abortion care, and even double booking appointments. During an interview at the clinic, Peters says some out-of-state patients have been pushing the limits to make it to Boulder.
The cost of gas has gone up, the cost of airline flights has gone up, everything's gone up, and some people can't do that.
Boulder has a pro-choice history. Back in 1986, the progressive-leaning city enacted a policy prohibiting anti-abortionists from approaching patients entering abortion clinics. Now, with Roe overturned, the state has taken protective measures. A new law guarantees the right to an abortion, and Governor Jared Polis has issued an order protecting out-of-state patients and their providers.
Colorado is going to be so important in the near future, immediate future, right now.
That's David Cohen. He studies abortion law at Drexel University. He points out two things that make Colorado key in the battle for abortion access. Its central location and the many nearby states like Idaho, Utah, and Wyoming trying to curb abortion access. But there's a huge equity component to this.
The people who are going to be impacted the most by a world in which much of abortion care is based on your ability to travel are going to be poor people and people of color.
21-year-old Haley Plush falls into the former category. Money is really tight. She's part of a growing group of people coming to Colorado for care, sometimes under very difficult circumstances.
I mean, we're broker than broke right now. It took all of our money to get up there.
The Wyoming resident has a rare condition called hyperemesis, which causes severe nausea, vomiting, and weight loss during pregnancy.
I got to the point where I was bedridden. I was throwing up blood.
She says she went to two different Wyoming emergency rooms, emaciated and begging to end her pregnancy. Doctors told her they couldn't help. Sick and desperate, Plush called Planned Parenthood, and they found her an appointment at their clinic in Fort Collins, Colorado. That's more than 4 hours from her home.
I think I called my grandma sobbing. Like, I was so grateful and I was so thankful just to have somebody, like, listen to me. That I sat there and I cried.
Plush got money from the Wyoming nonprofit Chelsea's Fund to pay for the procedure, but that money didn't cover gas, hotels, and a car that broke down along the way. She and her husband are now holding yard sales to make ends meet and visiting food banks. A couple hundred miles away in Cheyenne, Wyoming, a similar story has played out for Jordan Garland. She's also relying on Chelsea's Fund to pay for her abortion in Colorado. She's 24 and lives in a camper with her boyfriend.
I'm actually very scared just because I've never had surgery.
When Garland found out she was pregnant, she drove 100 miles to a Planned Parenthood in Denver to then discover she was too far along to be treated there. The clinician referred her to Dr. Warren Hearn in Boulder. The longtime abortion provider specializes in complex cases, but getting an appointment with him is becoming harder.
We're booked out 2 or 3 weeks, and that's never happened before.
Hearn says a shortage of abortion care nationwide means patients will increasingly have to put off the procedure even longer, and the need to see specialists like him will deepen.
It increases the risk, it increases the cost, and emotional anguish and all the rest.
He's trying to meet an increasing need by training other physicians to work with him, and he has tentative plans to build a bigger facility in Boulder. Still, even in a pro-choice community, Hearn operates with eyes in the back of his head.
I may not assume that I'm safe at any time.
He didn't show up to that recent pro-abortion rally in Boulder due to death threats. He says that's the reality for abortion providers across America. Robin Vincent, KUNC.